نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Barakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 14th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1445, when it is the full moon. In Arabic we call it Laylatul Badr. The first three nights of the crescent you call Hilal. This is the richness, the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. Every three nights, the moon has a different name. If you go outside now and you saw the moon this morning, whilst we were going for Fajr Salat in Ispingo Beach, then I even mentioned on the radio early part of the morning, all of you just look outside and you will see the moon shining in its glory and beauty. So that is the East Badr, Laylatul Badr. Hence when he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made his grand entry into Madinah Munawwara, then the Sahaba were reciting, Tola al-Badru alayna. That greater than the full moon, he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had entered. MashaAllah, before me, Haji Sahib read wonderful Naat Sharif, Hafiz Sahib read wonderful Qiraat. Now let us go to Quran Sharif and see how Almighty Allah praises Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And tonight's topic is, because it's our last program, tomorrow morning I'll be leaving inshaAllah, going back home. So tonight we will be discussing Wafatun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the demise and the tragic news at that time that came about how the Master alayhi salatu salam made parda and how the Master alayhi salatu salam passed away. So when we study the noble Quran, Almighty Allah uses honorary titles. 25 prophets and messengers alayhi salatu salam's name nami isme grami, honorable names are mentioned in the noble Quran. And Almighty Allah addresses them directly by their name. Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa, Ya Musa. But when Almighty Allah want to address Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya Ayyuhal Muddassir, Ya Ayyuhal Rasul, Ya Ayyuhal Nabi. See, all these are honorary titles. And then the other titles, chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Go to Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. He was the greatest shair, poet of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Alusi Rahimahullah of Baghdad, Iraq, mentioned this in Ruhul Ma'ani, in his famous tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Today we compile poetry, we say the praises, we sing the praises of the Master alayhi salatu salam. But what did Hassan radiallahu anhu arda teach us? He said, Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. مَا إِن مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي لَكِن مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِي ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالته لكن مدحت مقالته بمحمد. When we say and we speak of the Master alayhi salatu salam, it's not he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rank, mubarak, status is going to get elevated. Allah already elevated the Master alayhi salatu salam's rank and status. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We elevated your name, nami, your ismigrami, your mubarak name. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name, Allah Jalla Wala's name is taken, then your name is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So when we praise the Master alayhi salatu salam, we are not elevating. But what happens? Our speech gets elevated with the wasila and the barakah of the Master alayhi salatu salam. See how he explained everything to us. When I was in Iran, Maulana Saleh ji now spoke about travels and so forth. So let me give you one travel of mine. 2013, I went to Iran. And I was there on the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal and returned on the 13th of Rabi'ul Awwal. There are many things to discuss. I just want to discuss one. So when I was in a place called Shiraz, so there Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah is buried there. Sheikh Saadi is Sunni. Remember that, you know Shias there. So he's Sunni and a master of poetry and Persian poetry. Just now Haji Sahib was speaking about Durood Sharif. Do we know what is the meaning of Durood, brothers? Durood is a Persian word, Farsi word, and it means bumper crop, bumper harvest. So when you recite Durood Sharif, Salawat, how the farmer, the bumper crop, the bumper harvest, he will sell it in minimum time and receive maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. When we send salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon the Master alayhi salatu salam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are receiving optimum and maximum reward. Therefore it's called durood sharif. So my brothers, when you go to Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah, that his mazar is there and so forth, very beautiful city, Shiraz. So when I went there, then you see his poetry in Farsi, Arabic, and if you read about him. So one day, he wants to praise the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he starts compiling, composing the poetry. Balaghalula bikamalihi. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ. He, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reached the peak and the summit. What is kamal? What is grandeur? What is majesty? What is greatness? Almighty Allah elevated to the highest of height. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ. So remember that Maulana Saleh ji put the mic, therefore the mic is being garbled. Yeah? So this type of thing. It's right now only. So anyway, Maulana Saleh ji just joked and over here. This mic is 6:30, you understand? So remember. So, I think this mic here in the masjid also is very good. Sakarat, anyway. So anyway, let's carry on. So Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah is saying, بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ. So he, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remove the darkness. Remember that, what is jamal, what is beauty, what is handsomeness. Tonight is the 14th night of Rabi'ul Awwal. Sahaba say, Bara bin Azib and other Sahaba open Shama'il Tirmidhi. He says, it was Laylatul Badr. I'm looking at the full moon and then I look at the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm drawing a comparison and I said, Ma ra'aytu ahsana minhu qablahu wa la ba'dahu. I never saw a more handsome personality than him, the Master alayhi salatu salam, superior to the moon, to the sun, to the stars, to every creation of all material. Kashafat duja bijamalihi. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَ الْجَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. every great quality of akhlaq, of morals, of manners, everything Almighty Allah taught and gave the Master alayhi salatu salam. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. He, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not have any human being as his teacher. Allah jalla wala was his direct teacher. أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْدِيبِ. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Almighty Allah taught me what is adab, what is akhlaq, what is everything. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your akhlaqi kareema, your akhlaqi jameela is so sublime and exalted. But then Saadi's pen could not write. He couldn't go on. So he fell asleep. Then he sees the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a dream. Oh Saadi, what happened to you? Say, I got stuck, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, right now, بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَ الْجَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. The last portion, he was inspired by the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ, and read salawat upon the Master alayhi salatu salam, and read upon his family and upon his followers as well. Imam Malik rahimahullah, a'lamun nas bil Madina Munawwara, he is there, the great faqih, the jurist, the great muhaddis and scholar. So the abna'ul ansar, abna'ul muhajirin, the children of the muhajirin ansar came. They said, every salat we are reading, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. What is the meaning of Ali Muhammad? This is the question they posed to Imam Malik rahimahullah. So what did Imam Malik say? The Ansar wanted the verdict in their favor, the children, and the Muhajirin wanted in their favor. This is Imam Malik, the genius, faqihu hadil ummah. And he said, see, when I studied the noble Quran, Surah 40, verse number 46, Almighty Allah teaches us about the Pharaoh and his cronies and his followers. النار يغردون عليها هدوا وعشيا. Allah has preserved the body of the Pharaoh. If you go to Egypt, Cairo, we've been there, to the Pharaonic Museum, and you will see all the bodies are mummified. So Almighty Allah says the fire is coming to them morning, evening, and thereafter, that's happening now. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ, and when the day of justice comes, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ, the followers of Pharaoh, they will be dispatched to the worst, worst punishment. Imam Malik rahimahullah, genius, says, if آلَ فِرْعَوْن means كُلُّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ فِرْعَوْن, everyone who followed the Pharaoh, then اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيْدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ مُحَمَّدْ means كُلُّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, everyone who emulated, who followed and imitates the Master alayhi salatu salam, they are all included. It's not confined to you, Muhajirin, Ansar and your children. See Imam Malik rahimahullah. So we all are included in that with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Let's come to our topic now. Our topic for tonight is our last program. Inshallah, we are going back tomorrow with the grace and mercy of Allah. Wafatul Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the 10th year of the Hijrah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Medina on the 25th of Zulqa'dah. It was a Saturday. After Zuhur, the announcement is made. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is leaving for Hajj. The message went like fire is spread, you know. And then that night they went to Bir Ali, Abar Ali, Zu Khalifa. Bir Ali, singular. Abar Ali, plural. Got nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. 107 years ago, approximately, a person came from Darfur. Muhammad Ali Darfuri, from Sudan. He saw the paucity, scarce shortage of water, and he got himself, his team, they dug up boreholes, wells and everything. And thereafter, the people were elated, delighted. They changed the name. Zul Hulayfa is the miqat mentioned in the hadith. The people changed the name that time already, Bir Ali, Abar Ali. because so much water was coming out. So that is how that name came about. People say was Sayyidina Ali, all that is not authentic. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent the night there. Next day, Sunday, 26th of Zulqadah, then everybody fastened their ihram. Some made intention for Umrah, some made for Hajj, some made intention for Umrah and for Hajj. The different types of Hajj you get, Qiran, Tamattu, Ifrat. And then the Sahaba are going, Ayyul Hajji Afdal Ya Rasulallah. Which Hajj is the best? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Ajju wa Sajju. Al-Ajju, raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika laka. Wasajju, you have to sacrifice the hadi, the dame shukr with our people. Story time, you like stories. Where's all the children? Children at the back. You like stories? You see, our South Africans, they go for Hajj. 90% they don't know Arabic and so forth. They just know Assalamu Alaikum and the Azan, little bird and dozen. So when the Hajis come first time, the Maulana will tell you also, you have to explain to them a lot of things. Because it's 2 million, 3 million people. Now we all in Mina, so we tell the Haji, don't go outside, you'll get lost. But you know curiosity kills the cat. So what happens is, so one South African Haji, many years ago, he went outside, you see, Hajj time. So now he's looking. Now for years he got lost. Now he doesn't know which way to come back to the tent and the camp. So he went to the police, the Saudi police. Saudi police can only speak Arabic. Our Haji can only speak English, like no Arabic and all. So, but one thing he remembered, a landmark next to our mukhayyamat, our tent and camp was Al-Baik. You know the Al-Baik restaurant. So he went to the police. Mufti sahab, usne kya kaha? So he told the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. So police replied, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. So he told the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. You tell me was Al-Baik. So police said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. So that is how our Hajis go, you understood? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived there in Makkah Mukarramah on the 4th of Zulhijjah, and then the Hajj, everything is performed, and now it is the time for departure, is the night of the 14th. The days of Hajj are finished now. Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidah Abu Bakr Giladli, Sahibzadi, the builder, most beloved, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable wife, she's come, she's weeping, crying. Ma yubkiki ya Aisha, why are you crying now? Ya Rasulallah, you know, when you have 2, 3, 4 wives, then always there's some competition. Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the honorable wives, they made Umrah and Hajj. I only made Hajj. Because when she entered, she was in Napaki. Then she didn't get parked. Nabi alayhi sallam told her, finish now. Leave your Umrah niyat, make faskhul Umrah ila al-Hajj, make ifrad Hajj. Said, now I want to perform Umrah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, fine. You go with your brother Abdul Rahman, go there to Tan'im, and from there you perform the Umrah, and then you come back. So, brother, sister, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, her brother Abdul Rahman, they perform the Umrah. And that shows to us that after Hajj, from the night of the 14th, the Umrah season opens again. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come back to Madinah Munawwara after Hajj, and then Muharram starts the 11th year, Safar starts the 11th year. Now it is the last day of Safar. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for janaza, and then the head mubarak and headache all started. So now the sickness is starting. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, wa ra'asa, that they got a splitting headache, you know, as we will say. Nevertheless, now the month of Rabiul Awwal is starting. Remember in Hajj, Habibuna already told them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I'm giving you this message, fal yuballighu shahidu minkum al-ghaib, those of you present here, convey and disseminate, propagate this message to all those who are not present, لَأَلِّي لَا أَرَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِ هَذَا, maybe I won't see you again. He's already preparing them. Therefore the Hajj is called Hajjatul Wida, bidding farewell to the Ummah. The month of Rabiul Awwal starts, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regains some strength. So you must remember that. So remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gains some strength, and what happens is, then goes to Uhud to make salam to them for the last time. So from there we learn a lesson. When we go to Madinah Munawwara, Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbu, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. The Mount Uhud, it loves us and we love it, and there the Sahaba are there. We belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, authentic Sahih Hadith. Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr for all times, all places, is who? Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. So his Mubarak body is there, other Sahaba are there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to make salam to them. After a few days, he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went to Baqi and remember made salam to them. This was the last salam. Now you come to the last week. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's condition, remember, is deteriorating. So it's Thursday, the last Thursday of the Master alayhi salatu salam's life Mubarak. And if you want all those details, go open Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. You will find all the details there. Mishkat Sharif also has. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, bring pen and paper, I'll dictate something for you. Some Sahaba said, why should we give Nabi alayhi salam taklif? Others said, bring. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, fine, kumu anni, go from here. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Thursday night, you must pay attention to the sequence of events to understand things properly. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, performed imamat maghrib time. And in Masjid Nabawi, and recited Mursalat, Surah Mursalat. So the last surah, remember, of the 29th Jews. So he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read from that surah. Then between Maghrib and Isha, open Bukhari Sharif. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Inform Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. He must make imamat for the people. Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha came once, twice, thrice to the Master alayhi salam. My father is Raqiq al-Qalb. He's so soft-natured. And when he stands there at your musalla, he will cry and he will break down, Ya Rasulullah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Muru Aba Bakrin. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr must make the imamat. And then when again they said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what are you doing? I'm telling you to tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Inna kunna la sawahibu Yusuf. You want to become like the females of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's time? Then they give him wrong mashura. So everybody kept quiet. Now they knew this is what the commandment is, and that is what they must do. Now brothers, always remember this reference. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 40. ثَانِ يَثْنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the first one. The ثَانِ يَثْنَيْنِ, the second of the two, is who? Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. His son, his name, second of the two in the cave, Ghar-e-Sawr. When they enter Medina Quba, his son, his name. When they enter Medina Central, his son, his name. Thursday night, he is made the imam. So Isha Salat. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5, 5, 5. 15 Salat, the Isha Salat of Thursday night, 16. And on that Monday, 17 Salat. In the Hayati, in the lifetime of the Master alayhi salatu salam, he made imamat of 17 Salat. No one can take this distinction away from him, remember that. And then, when I challenged the Shias and I had debate with them there in Iran, I said, Allah said his son is Nain. And today also, he is son is Nain. He's buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can take all this away from him? Understand this thing. But they say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Siddiqa and them, they're not Muslim, Allah forbid. Think properly where we are going. So nevertheless, that was what Nabi alayhi salam wanted to write down and instruct the Sahaba to write down. Sayyidina Abu Bakr must be made my deputy in my salat to show them He will be the Khalifa after me. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Ya Aballah wal mu'minun illa Aba Bakrin. Allah will not allow it. The Muslims will not allow it. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda must be the deputy and Khalifa of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So that happened this Thursday night. Then Friday, Saturday, the conditions started deteriorating. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking, Aina ana ghadan? Aina ana ghadan? Where am I tomorrow? All the Azwaj Mutahharat realized, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to go to Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha's house. So they all agreed, and the Master alayhi salatu wasalam went there. I was there when my father passed away. I was there when my mother passed away. Who was our father, our mother? Remember the ordinary people, sinners, transgressors. But in Maimon, we got one nice term for those of you who know Maimon. If our father gives us some farewell advice, then in Maimon you say, Manjo pejo armanwo. Manjo pejo armanwo. Mere walid sahab ka tamanna hai. Meri walida muhtarama ki aakhri tamanna hai. So it is the farewell wish of my beloved father, my beloved mother. This is Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving farewell advice to the ummah. What did he say? What did he say, O ummah, O esteemed listeners? Akhrijul yahood wal nasara min jaziratil arab. Expel the Jews. Expel the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. Today you go to Saudi, you go to United Arab Emirates, you go to the Arab countries, they'll kick the Muslims out and invite more Jews, more Christians, more enemies of Islam. You understanding, my brothers? The law, I translated today, today's khutbah. So you must remember past 20 years what Allah said be translating. The law in the Haramain Sharifain today is this, what MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. You must remember that you cannot use the word Yahud. You can't say, La'anatullahi alal Yahud, Allahumma alayka bil Yahud. If any imam does that, straight away it will be, he'll be sent to prison. Sheikh Salih Ali Talib came to Darum, Newcastle in 2010 as a guest. He goes back everything. Few years ago, you know now, MBS Murtad bin Shaitan in Medina Munawwara has placed and established cinemas and so forth. What goes through the heart Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You think about it. So you must remember that. So he said that in the Jummah khutbah that you people must not go to this cinema and so forth. Not permissible. That was his last khutbah. And then they told him, now he's jail for you. 10 years sentence for him. Imam of Haramul Makki. That is your Saudi Arabia of today. And the Imam today just said, Allah mahfad al-Majid al-Aqsa. Nothing beyond that he can say. So imagine Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min Jazirat al-Arab. And they speaking about normalizing ties between themselves and Israel and all this. So you're playing with our first Qibla. You are playing with the lives of the Palestinians. You are playing with our Shuhada. Remember how many children gave their lives. How many women gave their lives. Do you know what sacrifice they are doing? They made up their mind, the Palestinians. The children, my brothers, we don't learn history. That's why we have all these problems. If you learn history, then you will have a bright future. Always learn that. If you learn history, you will have a very bright future. So the children of Palestine, they learned all these things. So you must remember it was in the month of Muharram. In the 7th year, you must remember of after the Hijrah. This side the Muslims are there. That side the Yahud are there. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu the flag. Therefore his name is known and title is Fatih Khaybar. So today I saw myself with Allah's help. I've been there 5 times to Palestine. And the Jutlas, when they come and speak, I say, I know more about them than you. Don't come teach me, I've been there. You understand? So anyway, this. So the point I'm making is this. Our children come, small, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13 years old, not even baligh. So only iman in their hands, in their hearts. And in their hand they got stones. They taking on the most powerful army in the Middle East. And what they say, brothers? What they say? Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sofa Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Oh, Yahud Jutlas. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. When 94 of your people were dispatched to Jahannam, and Muslims only lost 15, 16 shuhada and martyrs in that great epic battle. So, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sofa Yahud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're coming again and again and again to torment you. See, that is how you must remember that the children inspired the world. What the women say? To speak about Aqsa. Some of them lost their husband. Some of them lost their children. But they say we won't cry. They lost their husband, they lost their children, but they say we won't cry. You ask them, why you don't cry? They said, Biddam, Birruh, Nafdika, Ya Aqsa. Ya Allah, we will fall, we will give blood, we will give life, but we will not let Aqsa fall. You understood, my brothers? That is how they have inspired the world, because the Jutlas don't want to die. وَلَيَّتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ Jutlas want to live for 1,000 years, you must remember that. Quran says so. And Muslim, he embraces martyrdom. Remember that, shahadat. So anyway, my brothers, so that is what is happening there. So in the holy land of Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa al-Mubarak, make special dua. So let's go on. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, second advice to this ummah. As-salah, guard your salah. Be honest, my brothers, how many of us, after Ramadan till now, Rabiul Awwal, we read our 5 daily salat, the men in the masjid, the women at home, on time. People are going in their thousands for umrah. But you see, in the plane, I always tell people, look around. If you get 30%, 40% of the people in the plane reading their salat, you'll say Alhamdulillah. So what good is that umrah? Umrah, most to most, is sunnah. It's not some farz or something. And yeah, you're leaving out farz, your fajr or zuhur, asr, maghrib, isha. It's a tayakare on some rahmak. When we reach there, Jeddah, Makkah, Medina, we'll just make qaza. How light we take it, my brothers. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us a salat. Do we even think about the philology, the history of the word salat? Why is salat called salat? As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi is the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. That Haji sahab is a big shot here. Mufti sahab is here so many years making khidmat. So we want his number. So you see, yeah, here's the number. I said, fine, I'll contact him directly. So one alim, he wrote very nicely. You say you want to contact Almighty Allah directly. So the number is 2-4-4-3-4, extension 3, Witr Salat. You see? 2, first Fajr. 4, Zuhr. 4, Asr, first Salat. Maghrib 3, Isha 4. Extension 3, Witr Salat. So we must be reading our Salat, Hadaran, Safaran, on the plane, on the train, wherever we are. Remember that, that's a da'wat in itself. Now this trip of mine, I'm there in Joburg Airport, and it's Zohar time. After Zohar, I had to board the plane. So I give azan loud. The people, they look, there must be another crack guy, you know. So that, but they look at me, he's a big guy, you know. They say, what's your name? I say, AK. So you say, maybe you got the AK-47, you understand? I say, no, I don't have AK-47, I got AK-255. Why AK-255? I say, AK, Aytal Kursi. And 255, verse number 255. So you come with AK-47, we come with AK-255. You see? So, أَعْزَمُ آيَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ The most majestic verse in the noble Qur'an. So salat, my brothers, our wives, our children, everybody we must ensure. وَأَمُرْ أَهَلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا Hadith in Ibn Majah, such a beautiful hadith. Tomorrow, for example, let's just say, I'm just at random taking time, you can check it up, confirm what Mufti said. So, let's say, yeah, you must remember in Durban, Shell Cross, 4:15 is your cut-off time. for tahajjud. After that, Subah Sadiq and all that. This example I'm giving. So you wake up 3:30, 3:45, 4 o'clock, and you read 2 rakat salat. Husband woke up, he read. He woke his wife up, she read. 4 o'clock, 5 past 4. And both parties read. One party woke up the other party. Come on, let's read tahajjud. Allah will unite our hearts. Today there is so much fighting, you know, between husband and wife. So I always say, husband, wife, embrace the one another. Then not only the bodies will meet, the hearts will meet. When the hearts meet, there will be unity of thought. You will go in the same direction. So Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala said, wahi, tell the ummah, if you read 2 rakat salat tahajjud, also husband, wife, Allah includes your name. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those men and women who remember Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely. See? So number one, expel the Jews and Christians. Number two, that read and perform your salat meticulously. Third one, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Over whom you have authority. We have authority over our wives. How we treat them? We treat them very badly sometimes. I don't say all, but the questions we get, the husbands are hitting their wives, swearing them, cursing them, and then the wife don't want to do something, he say, I'm going there to my girlfriend. You know the story. Story you like. Yeah. Don't worry, listeners, we're still alive. I didn't pass away, you understood? People say, how come it went dead? I was just drinking water. They give me water, so I was drinking the water. So there was a husband, his wife, got hold of his phone. He saw a beautiful lady. Then she saw a gorgeous lady. And then she saw, you must remember, attractive lady. Say, what's all this? Let me phone. So she phoned. Beautiful lady. It went through to the mother, the husband's mother. Then he said, gorgeous lady. It went through to the sister. You see? Then he said, you understand, attractive lady. It went through to her, you see, the wife. The wife came, oh, Habib, and make me maaf, man. I thought you got very bad intentions. I found all this there. Then I take my money, I give you a gift, you understood? And that make me maaf. The husband took it with both hands, filled up the diesel petrol, and he said, okay, I'm going to the mechanic. So then, so when he goes to the mechanic, it's his girlfriend. So that is all our dandas, you understood? So I must remember this kind of things. Yeah. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Our employees, how we treat them? Be honest about it. In Islam, these are the lessons we must learn. How we treat our students who are under our authority. So all this we must remember, here are the farewell advices. نَفِّذُوا جَيْشَ أُسَامَةً. Tell Usama bin Zaid, he must go and take the army out, the Jamaat out there towards Palestine, where his father and them passed away. His father and them passed away there in Mu'ta. So they must go in that direction, Jordan, Palestine side and so forth. All those the farewell advices. Now, Monday morning, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is there. It's 12th Rabiul Awwal, 11th year of the Hijrah. And Sahaba saw that the sitr, that the curtain opened. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked and was smiling, happy. Said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the imam. He was elated. He said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. And he even stepped back thinking the master alayhi salam will come. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made gesture and ishara, you carry on. And then the curtain dropped, wa arkha sitra. That was the last time the ummah saw Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam countenance mubarak and in his hayati mubarak, remember. Salat time finished, then at duha time, 10 o'clock, up past 10 or 10. In the morning, Nabi alayhi salam called his honorable wives, called Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, embrace them, kiss them, his nawasa. And then slowly the Master alayhi salam is saying, إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. Ya Allah, I chose to come to you. Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. In the house of Siddiqa, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaning against her. And then he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, and you know that miswak, so made ishara also, that bring miswak. So she softened the miswak, and her riq and her saliva is still mixed with the Master alayhi salatu salam saliva. All this happening in the house of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is there. All the other children had passed away. So you must remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam whispered to her that you will pass away very soon after my demise and so forth. First she cried and then she was smiling, because Sayyida Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. And then the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise takes place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is in Awali on the outskirts of Medina. And then when he comes, the shawl, the sheet Mubarak is placed on the Master alayhi salam. Then he kisses the Master alayhi salam on his Mubarak peshani and forehead and says, Wa Khalila, Wa Safiya, Wa Rasulah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are the best of the best to Almighty Allah. You are the purest of the purest to Almighty Allah. And then he cries, and then he kisses, and then he says, Tibta hayya wa mayta. Ya Rasulallah, your life also so pure, your demise also so pure. Fatima radiallahu anha, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. And then they start reading. What she read? She said, Ya Abata, oh my father, what are we going to do now that we are going to tell Jibreel, Man Jannatul Firdausi Ma'awa, whose resting place is Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Abata, Man Ajaba Rabban Da'a, Ya my father, my beloved father, you answered the invitation of Almighty Allah, and now we are left here. Ya Abata, Man Jannatul Firdausi Ma'wa, your place is the highest, highest place in Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Abata, Man Ila Jibreel Nan'a, now we will inform Jibreel that you have passed on and you have left this world. When, this is Bukhari Sharif, when you read about Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, when my father, my mother, we are ordinary people, our parents are ordinary people. This is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Sayyida Fatima, the leader of the women in Jannah. What did she say when she saw her father alayhi salatu salam passing away? Subbat alayya masaibu, law annaha subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. She said, such a disaster, calamity has befallen me. If the calamity, catastrophe had to fall on the day should be transformed into night. So brothers, we should understand what happened on that day, that Monday. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who states, when the Master alayhi salam entered Madinah Munawwara, everything became nurani, was shining and glittering. When Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, Abbas radiallahu anhu, the chacha, the kaka, the paternal uncle, Allama ibn Asir rahimahullah has mentioned in Usdul Ghaba, he read this poetry. He, Abbas, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, Antalamma wulitta, Antalamma wulitta ashraqatil ardu. You, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when your Milad Mubarak took place, your honorable auspicious birth took place, Ashraqatil ardu, the whole terrestrial creation, everything on the land and sand started shining and glittering. Anta lamma wulita ashraqatil ardu. And then he goes on, Wada'at binurikal ufuku. And because of the nur and the radiance and effulgence emanating from you, Ya Rasulallah, then the celestial creation, the heavens also started shining and glittering. Now it is the time of the demise of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And then what happened? So Anas bin Malik says, everything became so dark-like, and it was the saddest day in our life. And so we didn't know what to do. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala went and said, no, how Nabi Musa alayhi salam went and came back? He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come back. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr went in the Hujra Mubarakah, he says, don't assume. He came back and he told Sayyidina Umar, sit down. And he spoke and he said, Man kana ya'budu minkum Muhammada, Whosoever of you is worshipping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa inna Muhammadan qad mat, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. His demise has taken place. Wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasul. That qad khalat min qabli rusul. Sayyidina Umar says, when he, Sayyidina Bakr, read this verse, it felt as though the earth just got revealed that time. I forgot about these verses. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُوهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will take place and they also will pass away. The Shahid, the poet says, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَحَدِينَ If this worldly life was forever for anybody, لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدًا Then he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should have lived there forever and ever. But only Almighty Allah was, is, will always be, هو الحي القيوم. For me and you, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Remember, that is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now, the issue of ghusl, the issue of janazah, how was the janazah read? Not one imam and people, everybody came individually, groups of 10, and they read janazah salah. Who went in the Qabr Mubarak to bury the Master alayhi salatu salam? It was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. It was Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. It was Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu's beloved two sons, Fadl bin Abbas and Qusam bin Abbas. Oh Ummah, when we claim we love the Master alayhi salam, every aspect of the Master alayhi salam we must know. كُلٌ يَدَّئِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَى وَلَيْلَى لَا تُقِرُّ بِذَاتِ Everybody should tell Layla they love her. Layla say, nobody loves me. Only my Majnoon loves me. When he told Majnoon, then how could you fall in love with this Layla? Her teeth are also not well aligned, and maybe her eyes also are not 100% good, you know, so smart. He said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. You need the eyes of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in to understand who Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. May Almighty Allah grant us His love, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Ahlul Bayt, the family and household of Nabi alayhi salam, and the love of all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and all the awliyaullah. We thank all the trustees, all the imams, all of you. And may Almighty Allah accept us and make our khatima on iman through the wasila barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank all the directors of the various radio stations, the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and all the directors of Radio Al Ansar and of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and our brother Yusuf Asmal. Our team here, mashallah, Hafiz Muhammad Basa, our brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, my brother Dawood Mundli, and my brother there in Johannesburg, the Lukholo. So mashallah, all of them are trying. So we make dua now. Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, accept us all. And inshallah, Almighty Allah, take us to Haramain Sharifain, take us to Aqsa al-Mubarak, and protect all our masajid, and make our khatima on iman. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمظلومين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين